Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Nyamazana, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. May I just wait for two minutes? I want to find
a suitable place. That's all right. That's all right. Are you back, my elder? Are you in a position to talk to us now?
Yes, I'm now back. I was at a very noisy place.
Ah, lovely. Great to have you, man. I hope you have started the year well.
Yes, indeed. We thank the Lord. The year started very well. And we are very thankful to God for the guidance and the leadership.
Fantastic. Great to hear that. Now,
I hope you started yours well.
Oh, man, I started well. I actually started well. The year has been good. And God has been good, I must tell you that. And so looking forward to 2025 and what it brings for us.
Wonderful. We thank God for that.
Right. We're actually talking about an interesting year topic this afternoon. But the family member identity labels, which is quite interesting, because in some families, you know, we're happy, we laugh, we joke among each other, etc., etc. And we even give us each other names. And actually, it's human nature to categorize, objects, concepts, and also people. And studies on the origins of a social categorization indicate that social labeling begins almost involuntarily at a young age, but labeling people can impact a person's self-identity and become ingrained in their psyche. Now, you may have in your own family out there someone who labeled you as perhaps the smart one or the lazy one or Mubiza or Muhleza, the responsible one, etc. Why not talk about the impact of what these labels can do on one's psyche? Now, my elder, how do these labels come about?
Thank you very much. I think that's a very important and exciting discussion that we're having. So those labels, I think it's part of human nature to just give people labels based on how they perceive people and what they see in them. Mm. And it's also to do with the norms of the society. So people have socially ascribed or prescribed, behavior that they expect from people. So when they are not meeting certain expectations, or when they're exceeding the expectations, people then tend to attach some labels on people. And like what you rightly said, that has serious implications on people's behavior. Some people are actually victims of childhood, especially children. They're actually victims of childhood trauma because of that.
Yeah, true. Now, how do they affect the one who must bear the label? I've heard people, talking in their adulthood, how they were called, either in family or their friends or maybe in the class, kanda. How do they affect the one who now must bear the label?
That one is a very serious issue. You know, sociologists talk of what you call self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm. And there's actually a theory that is called the labeling theory, whereby a person, once labeled, they are likely to accept their label. So you will notice that so if a person is labeled as dull or in class, if a person is labeled as dull, they are likely to behave like that. They may not even put effort. So they accept that label and behave in such a way, especially children in most cases. So when they are told that they are dull, they may not even put effort, they accept the label, and their confidence level is actually affected. So that can actually even affect their future. They may not be able to contribute. So it's actually a very heavy toll on the person who's being labeled. Mm. And so sometimes, even mostly kids, I think they suffer more from those labels. And sometimes we label people as ugly, sometimes ugly. So we give people some labels, and their common names, in some contexts, they are then said, the bad faces, people give a lot of names, and that affects usually the confidence. Some of them even, they are traumatized because they then start seeing themselves as different from others.
Now, do positive labels for instance. Oh, that smart one, or the beautiful one. Hey, muhleza, muhle. Do they have any negative impact on a person? I mean, I'm talking about the positive ones now. But surely that's more of a compliment than anything.
It all depends on how the compliment is being made, and depends on where the compliment is coming from. So usually the family is the most important agent of socialization. And if it's coming from a significant other, like a parent, if it's coming as a compliment or an encouragement. So there's a difference between a compliment and, you know, those statements that are meant to promote pride. For example, if you're constantly telling people, you know, maybe it's a girl child, if you're constantly telling them that you are beautiful, you're the most beautiful, of course it's nice, but if you're telling them in a manner that promotes pride, they're likely then to get overwhelmed and they engage in very risky behavior. They may not even listen to anyone because they are then regarding themselves as them. So that can actually lead to pompous, arrogance, and other bad behavior. But if it's done in a positive and nice way, that can also build confidence. So I guess for me, it's how the information and how the labels are then put across.
How should then, if a person gets a labeling, whether it is a positive or negative, should the one who is being labeled, because sometimes it's adults who do that, and you know, you're a child and we're Africans, you're not going to tell adults what to do. How do you then shake yourself out of that from following you?
So usually childhood behavior manifests in adulthood, but of course sometimes you would have sometimes the effects actually grow with them. They may affect your performance in school, your behavior, and all those things. Even, you know, marital relationship, they are actually affected by the way people are labeled as they grow up. So for me, I always tell people that that's when we need what to call self-awareness. I think it's part of emotional intelligence. You really need to be very you need to be aware of yourself. How were you raised? What are some of the labels that you grow up having, and how do they affect your current behavior? So you notice that some people might actually be pompous, they may be arrogant, some people might be humble because of the way the labels that they got. Maybe they were maybe regarded as the smartest people in the room, and they were maybe wanted to be leaders, but there are some labels that actually build people's capacity to be leaders. So I think it's important for you to self-reflect and self-introspect on how you grow up and how that those labels may actually affect your adulthood. Then if you need to make some adjustments, if you need to drop some behaviors, then let it be.
Yeah, true. Especially, you know, in some family, you know, I mean, I know one guy, they used to call him Oxygen because his nose was rather large. And, you know, they were saying he's finishing the oxygen in the room. And so they called him Oxygen. And, hey, he just ignored the whole thing. And he's now a successful businessman. So I agree with you that it's your mindset. And also that you probably also may just make fun of these names that they give you, so that they don't stick, and that you're able to just shake them off as you grow in life, eh?
Precisely. So you notice that I often tell people that if you look, for example, some people who are workaholics, those people hardly rest. Even at home, they'll be on their laptop, they'll be just doing work. Perhaps they're actually victims of childhood trauma. They might have been labeled as lazy people. when they were growing up, nobody complimented them. They were the laziest, the weakest people in the family. And they're trying to prove a point because they've never been complimented. And they're just trying to prove a point. And as a result, they end up becoming too workaholic. Even violent people, you know, there are some people may actually be labeled as just weak people, you know, and they end up using violence as a coping mechanism. You know, those labels, they do have serious implications, either positively or negatively.
True, very true. Well, I think it goes to all of us, actually, who, you know, are living within families. We've got children, we've got other family members, etc., that we should actually be quite circumspect in how we relate to one another, whether we say these things jokingly or not, but you've got to be able to be careful to actually, you know, speak to each other in a beautiful and fair manner. We lost the elder there, but we had reached the end of our conversation. It is now 17:23.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.